Ewing sarcoma is a bone cancer that usually attacks children and young adults, causing severe pain. It can lead to deformity and even death. 12-year-old Chin's second vertebra was so damaged by the cancer that doctors had to remove it. But instead of replacing it with a simple titanium tube, surgeons made a computer-aided scan of the area and used special software to print a perfect replica on a 3D printer. Instead of plastic, this printer uses biocompatible titanium powder, which does not trigger rejection. The director of orthopedics at Beijing's university, who led the surgical team, Dr. Liu Zhongjun, says 3D printing has a huge advantage for artificial implants.
We can use iconographic tests on patients such as a CT scan, converting CT data to 3D printing data in order to produce an internal fixation with exactly the same structure as the patient's bone structure.
The artificial vertebra has a honeycomb structure which allows the new bone tissue to grow into it, and surgical screws are not needed to attach it. Chin's mother, Xu Minglin, says she was worried about the procedure at first.
In the beginning, I was a little torn, but in the end, I considered that 3D has already been applied in the medical world and they must be confident.
A month after his surgery, Chin is already able to stand and walk wearing a brace. Doctors say his progress is good and that he will soon recover, although he will have to undergo additional chemotherapy to get rid of any remaining tumor cells. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.